Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State Attorney General Martha Coakley is considering whether to retry former State Treasurer Timothy Cahill on corruption charges. The judge in the case declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to reach a verdict on the case yesterday on whether Cahill conspired to use state lottery money to help his 2010 campaign for governor. WBUR's David Boeri and Dolores Handy have both followed this trial. This morning, WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Tim Cahill hugged his family and his lawyers and wiped away a tear when the judge declared a mistrial. And then he had kind words for his co-defendant and former campaign manager.
I want to thank my good friend Scott Campbell and the other people that were brought into this case. They're all fine public servants, and we're all fine public servants, and they deserve nothing but your respect and my respect. And I came into this courtroom 43 days ago respecting them, and I leave this courtroom today respecting them even more.
One juror who identified himself only as Juror 15 said after Campbell's acquittal Tuesday, the jury considered whether Cahill could conspire with only himself.
Definitely. That was definitely an issue that was brought up, certainly.
Juror 15 said he voted not guilty, but wouldn't say how other jurors voted. A mistrial means Cahill still stands indicted, his fate still in the hands of the Attorney General. Cahill says he has nothing to say to Martha Coakley. Asked whether he's concerned whether she'll retry the case, Cahill said she can do whatever she wants. Cahill's attorney said even if there were a question about wrongdoing in the emails and phone conversations Cahill and his aides exchanged over the lottery ads, it did not belong in court. Jeffrey Denner, then Brad Bailey, spoke outside the courtroom.
I think it has always been our feeling that it did not belong here. And we're not assigning any wrongdoing to anyone whatsoever. But to criminalize this kind of behavior in the context that this case was in, as far as Mr. Bailey and I are concerned, was something that probably was a bad call.
It has been our opinion from the start that these cases are more properly brought and resolved in a civil setting in front of the State Ethics Commission than they are in a criminal courtroom, and we feel very strongly about that.
Coakley had as many as six assistant attorneys general present in the courtroom during the trial. Eight state troopers worked on this case for 2 years. Coakley addressed accusations that her decision to prosecute was far out of proportion to the crime charged.
This is our job. We have a public integrity division whose job is to investigate and prosecute cases like this. This case we did in what would be our normal course of business. I don't think you can reach conclusions from one particular verdict or another that we're not doing our job. I stand by the job that our trial team did.
Cahill says he will not go back into public life. His wife, Tina, predicts his prosecution will have a chilling effect on people in public office.
For people in politics, I think this is a scary situation because what it's going to do is keep people from doing their jobs. Because they're going to be afraid that no matter what they do and they sign a piece of paper, that that's going to be like, oh, you know, is there a political process that's going to come back at me because I did this? So I think it's something that's going to be detrimental to the political system.
Asked what he'll do now, Cahill said,
yeah, I really hadn't thought about that. Probably raking leaves. There's a lot of leaves left in the yard, so.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys are due back in court next month to discuss whether Coakley wants to retry the case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.